Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, some are saying the pandemic has brought about 5 years of digital transformation in 1 year. And according to the MIT Technology Review Insights report, more than three quarters of Asia Pacific organizations have invested in digital and IT solutions because of the pandemic. But deploying the latest cloud and technology infrastructures is just the start of the digitalization journey. There's so much more benefits and potential businesses can reap from their cloud investments. And this is where observability tools come in. For more insights, we speak to Rayan Lim, Splunk's Group Vice President of South Asia and Korea, who'll talk us through how businesses can ace their digitalization journey and how the new observability tool can come in handy as companies continue to increase their IT spending. Rayan, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me, Howie.
So help us out though, Rayan. What are some of the initial benefits when you invest in IT, especially during this time?
IT is definitely a key enabler of business. Initial benefits are all about improving staff efficiency and productivity. During this pandemic, you and I have seen organizations adapt to new working and operational styles through firstly supporting remote work by ensuring that availability and security are not compromised while employees access corporate networks from home, and automating operations and processes during the due to the manpower shortage. So IT definitely allows improved access to business data, which helps to speed up decision making. And when businesses start to digitize their operations, they are then able to get more out of the data, which then forms the core foundation of business decisions and actions. In fact, in a study that we conducted last year, 89% of financial institutions agree that intelligent use of data and analytics is becoming the only source of differentiation in the financial industry. And 8 out of 10 retailers that we spoke with found that if their company does not find new ways to use data to proactively customize products or offers for their customers, they will be disrupted by competitors that do. Now, mature data strategies, therefore, can dramatically improve business outcomes, as we've seen in many companies. A great example of that is Domino's Pizza. Domino's, as we know it, it's a pizza chain that has a presence across 17,000 global locations. They made a conscious decision to shift their focus to digital channels and emerging technologies while maintaining the personal touch that goes into every single Domino's Pizza. What they did was they adopted a data-first approach to everything they do, from front-end daily customer interactions like ordering and delivery to back-end IT and cybersecurity operations. What they ended up achieving was providing a seamless ordering experience across 15 digital channels and ensure quality across all 3 million pizzas every day. I tend to think that companies like Domino's have understood the value of digital transformation and have been very successful in their journey in achieving outstanding business results.
But they did that way before all of this happened too, the pandemic, I mean. So in that regard, at this point though, where do you think businesses are in that theory of 5 years of digital transformation in 1 year?
Well, COVID definitely accelerated the digital transformation agenda. And if we look at Singapore, what would have taken 5 years to plan and achieve, Singapore-based businesses accelerated the process in some shape or form when the circuit breaker was announced a year ago. And this digitalization was largely driven out of the necessity for businesses to survive. We've seen how hawkers were going on social media to promote their food and also provide details on how people can order. We've seen property agents conducting virtual house tours, as well as tuition and enrichment centers quickly pivoting to conducting classes online. And that goes for dog training classes as well. And digital payments are increasingly being accepted by traditional businesses. I think the Singapore government has played a big part in this and definitely encouraged the local businesses to go digital with programs on the know-how, awarding grants, having a catalog of digital solutions that the local businesses can start with. And most recently, as we know, the Singapore government has announced a $24 billion budget to help Singapore-based businesses innovate and transform. So even though, you know, even some of them may not have started now, there's really a lot of help that's being rendered and they should start thinking about it.
Rayan, how happy are you with where Singapore businesses are or businesses in the region with regard to their digital transformation when it has to come at such speed because of necessity? Did some things fall through the cracks? Are they falling behind maybe compared to, say, regional and global counterparts?
I think we're doing okay on that front. In a survey conducted by DBS late last year of Asia Pacific organizations, Singapore businesses came up tops, with 45% of them indicating they have a well-defined digital strategy ahead of Hong Kong and Japan. In another recent survey conducted by Alibaba, 9 out of 10 businesses in Singapore are already using cloud-based services, which makes Singapore the top adopter of cloud technologies in Southeast Asia. We've got a great platform for Singapore-based businesses to succeed in their digital transformation journey. Firstly, we've got a strong and stable government that recognizes that in order for businesses to succeed with new business and revenue models, they need to leverage digital technologies for growth. And they're also playing a big part as an enabler. And secondly, Singapore is one of the global leaders in how we consume digital services. And our younger population is incredibly well connected. However, where I think our progress could be impeded will be the case of a tech talent crunch. Demand is definitely strong, but supply is weak.
Yeah.
It is estimated that, we need another 60,000 tech professionals over the next 3 years. But tighter border controls regarding foreign talent due to this pandemic is definitely going to exacerbate the situation. Now, at Splunk, we've been doing our part in this space by partnering Nanyang Polytechnic for quite a few years now, since 2015. We have been equipping the students with the required skills and knowledge to pursue a career in IT and to make an impact on the industry. So much potential in the younger generation.
But enough to fill 60,000 in the next few years?
Probably not. But, we have to basically augment both sides, right? We need to have local talent that we're trying to build them right now. And also, it has to be augmented with foreign talent that's coming through.
We're speaking to Rayan Lim, Splunk's Group Vice President of South Asia and Korea. Let's talk about some other benefits that businesses can reap from IT investment. And first of all, what kinds of investment?
As businesses start to digitize their operations, they would end up collecting data that would form the core foundation of the business decisions and actions. The reality is that a lot of businesses that I worked with have invested in IT over time, and they often end up with a disparate set of systems that are complicated to manage, as well as data residing in silos. And this actually prevents them from reaping the benefits from the IT investment. And in order for them to fully do that, is to have a mature data strategy and invest in the right set of tools to help them bring data into a single platform so they can do a lot more things. And since we're on the topic of, observability,
it's a buzzword in the industry today.
Exactly, right? So in simple terms, observability is the superset of monitoring. Now, in the past, we used to monitor IT systems, and the monitoring will actually tell you that something is wrong, right? But observability tells you why and how something is wrong. Because of the increased complexity of modern IT infrastructure and also how business applications are being developed nowadays, observability is fast becoming the standard for gaining visibility into every layer of the business, which in turn ties IT more closely to business outcomes. Let me give you an example. Lenovo. Right. Lenovo, as we know, manufactures and distributes laptops and smart devices to over 180 markets globally. One of their main channels of distribution is via e-commerce. By utilizing observability solutions to monitor the e-commerce site, they were able to cut troubleshooting time by as much as 50% and maintain an uptime of 100% despite a 300% increase in web traffic. What this then translates to is a great online shopping experience for the customers like you and me, and increased revenue because we are able to browse the selections online and complete our purchase transactions without a glitch.
How accessible is implementing a mature data strategy for smaller businesses though, Rayan?
It's definitely very achievable. I think Singapore has a very mature ecosystem to encourage businesses to do that.
Yeah.
The Singapore government has done a lot. And, we do have a very mature ecosystem, as I mentioned, right? Firstly, we are a regional technology hub, which allows access to the latest technologies for greater product and service innovation. And our government has done a lot in providing the grants, the programs to encourage, you know, even the small and business, small and medium businesses to get started. There are a lot of programs that are available, and they've also encouraged events to be held so that people can mingle and you know, co-create new ideas. And our startup scene is also very, very exciting, right? We've got the universities that have incubators for, you know, young people who want to develop and create their own startups. And I personally have been involved in mentoring some of these startups from some of the local universities. And there are a lot of great ideas that come up from them. And there's definitely a lot of support that goes into helping them to realize their dreams.
What's your view on the outlook for Singapore businesses? What might that differentiator be for them? That mature data strategy, right?
Yes, absolutely. So businesses that digitalized early were able to survive through the pandemic lockdown last year, as we've seen. And I think they were definitely more prepared this time around during this heightened alert phase. Drawing lessons from this, Singapore businesses need to continue innovating by reimagining how they could thrive in unprecedented times. I think compared to our counterparts in region, we are in a much more fortunate situation where the COVID crisis is being managed relatively better. And this allows business owners to focus on investing ahead so as to prepare themselves for the recovery of the economy. I think our key differentiators would be, you know, definitely our Singapore government is doing a lot. Secondly, our strategic location as a regional commercial hub, which makes Singapore a fantastic gateway to many markets in Southeast Asia. And also our focus on developing local tech talent with a growth mindset and the right skills, as well as the ability to attract foreign talent. And definitely, you know, these are the key differentiators I see.
Appreciate your insights today, Rayan, and please stay safe.
Thank you, and you too.
Rayan Lim, Splunk's Group Vice President of South Asia and Korea. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.